Australians are set to receive a coronavirus vaccine for free as soon as it's approved. The federal government has signed an agreement to secure Oxford University's COVID-19 vaccine if current trials prove successful. Now, that will mean that Australia will have access to the formula straight away and will manufacture it here. Meanwhile, it's been revealed that 90% of active cases in Melbourne's crippling outbreak can be traced back to a family of four at the Bridges Hotel. And in Sydney, the virus has also escaped hotel quarantine with a security guard testing positive. A Perth court has heard one of the two women who allegedly breached hotel quarantine laughed at police and hung up on them as they tried to contact her. Police say the women flew into Perth from Adelaide on Monday night without approval. They were then escorted to hotel quarantine to wait for a return flight, but it's alleged the pair escaped to attend a party. They're due to appear in court again tomorrow. The National Farmers Federation says China's decision to launch an anti-dumping investigation into Australian wine is deeply concerning. Chinese authorities are also considering an investigation into whether Australian wine exports are receiving or benefiting from government subsidies. And South Australian emergency crews have received dozens of calls for help overnight as strong winds and thunderstorms hit the state. The State Emergency Service says a street in Morford Vale in Adelaide South has experienced tornado-like conditions with fallen trees and damage to homes.